Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, welcome to episode 113. It is a late episode if we're keeping score at home. I actually recorded the quilt diaries for this episode last week, and I don't quite know what happened. February has been such a busy month. You know, I haven't written in my journal all month. I don't know why, because it's been so busy. And today I actually sat down and said and wrote in it just saying, here's all the stuff I haven't written about that maybe I'll write about another time. You know, and it included my trip to Nashville, my ladies' Valentine lunch, I had coffee last week with an interesting woman. Was it last week? Yeah, it might have been the beginning of last week. You know, and I can't remember now if I talked about it in the quilt diaries, but just someone who, a very nice, very narcissistic woman whose child is in Will's class. So anyway, just stuff like that. You know, stuff that gives you food for thought, but that I had not sat down and written about. I hadn't written about my sad lamp, which I really think is effective because it has been one of the gloomiest months I can remember. Now, it's not necessarily atypically gloomy. Winter just, I guess it varies everywhere from year to year. Sometimes we get these really kind of mild, sunny winters and everything's good. And sometimes they are like this, where it's like today is not freezing. You know, it's just, in fact, it's in the upper 40s, but it's windy and it's damp. I just have felt cold all day. But I haven't felt depressed or gloomy, and I think it's because of the sad lamp. So if you've been thinking about one, I'd recommend it. Yesterday, I went to Fayetteville to do a school visit. Very nice. I'd really like to stop doing school visits, though. I love being around the kids, and they're really nice. I try to tell them some things about writing that I think are useful to know. But I don't like leaving home. For this kind of thing, I like leaving home to, have fun and travel with my family, or it'll be fun to go with my mom to the quilt show in April. But as far as going and staying by myself in a hotel, and then getting up really early. I had to be at the school at 7:30 and kind of doing my song and dance for many hours. No, I don't love it. The money's good, but I need to find another way to make the same money. I want to do more Skyping. Skyping is cool. So anyway, it's just been that kind of month, but I do have a lot of quilty stuff going on. If I have anything new, I've been doing a lot of cutting. See, now I'm having problems with the quilt diaries in terms of remember. I think the last quilt diary I recorded last Friday. And so that was post buying the fabric for Carolyn's quilt. Carolyn is the lower school director, so I talk about that. So I don't need to talk about that now. I don't think I need to talk about anything now except for your very nice comments on the last couple episodes, episode 110 and 111. By the by, if you've been by the blog, you'll see that I'm having technical difficulties right now. And in fact, I didn't think I'd get this posted at all today. Today, by the way, is Thursday, February 28th. Oh, thank goodness February's almost over. And I'm hoping I'll get this posted. I have a new computer. Yay! I used my Christmas money from my parents and got a new MacBook because my old one, which is actually the one I'm using to record this, has gotten very, very slow and gummed up. So we've given this one to Will, but it still has a lot of my stuff on it, which is good because on my new computer, Audacity froze up and the man has installed Hindenburg, which is really the audio program that's considered to be the best, but I don't know how to use it yet. I tried recording, and then when I tried to save the file, it somehow connected with Audacity, and it wouldn't let me save the file. Very strange. I don't get it, but anyway, so I'm just using my old computer for the time being until I get all this stuff figured out. Anyway, comments. Got a very nice comment from Angela, a first-time commenter, long-time listener, apparently. And it's so nice to hear from her. And thank you to everyone who takes the time, especially people who haven't had a chance before. I appreciate it. I also just appreciate your good thoughts when you send them my way. So thank you for those, too. Thanks to Linda at the beach, who recommended Synthrapol to me, which I have heard of. So you put it, it's a dye catcher. And she suggests, I think I must have said that I'm a little concerned with the Irish chain quilt because I did not pre-wash. And, you know, I've been very, you know, just pre-washing, not for me, for a long time. And then if you'll recall, with the golden quilt, you know, using that dark blue batik padding, backing, I mean. And then there was some actual, you know, spotting, and even though I used dye catchers, the dye catcher sheets, but she says that if I use the Synthrapol with the color catchers that I should be fine. So thank you so much, Linda. I will definitely give that a try. I appreciate the advice. Barbara got a very nice email from Barbara, and Barbara, I will email you back, and got a nice comment too. Heard from June. Heard from Carolyn and quilting piece by piece, and then got a nice comment from Kristen, who loves my placemats and napkins, and she keeps thinking that she's going to make seasonal placemats, but she doesn't. Here's the thing. Get really desperate. Invite your friends over to lunch at a holiday. Get really desperate because you don't have anything to put on the table that resembles that holiday, and then all of a sudden you will be sewing away. Works every time like a charm. Okay, then. I don't know. I feel like I've recorded this podcast 5 times, which I haven't, but having done it over kind of a long period at this point, who knows what I've told you? Who knows what I haven't? It's all a big adventure that we're having here together. So we will just go on with the quilt diaries, which are from last week, but that's okay because I've not done much this week except continuing to cut on Carolyn's quilt, cut all the various pieces out. So anyway, here we go. Quilt diaries. Quilt diary. Day one. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2013. It's another rainy, gloomy day, but I'm using my sun lamp. It seems to be working. It's not making me feel sick anymore. The second day I used it, I wore sunglasses, which it turns out you can't, you're not supposed to do. You need the light going into your eyes. And so I tried it again the third day. And it was fine. So it may be that the first day, either I was looking too directly into the light, or else there was just plastic stuff burning off the, you know, plastic dust burning off the motor or something. Because now it's fine. I've been using it now for about 10 days, and I think it's working. I'm so suggestible that it could just be me going, oh, I've got a sunlight, I'm happy. But the fact is that although we have had some gloomy, rainy, cold weather, I have not felt gloomy myself, which is good. And last week, I went to a meeting on Wednesday night. It's called CHOP, Culinary Historians of the Piedmont, North Carolina. And it was really neat. These two women who have a restaurant in Winston-Salem called Sweet Potatoes came up and they talked about just their food history and how they got the restaurant started and what it's like to have your own restaurant. And they were really neat and really good speakers. But usually it was a rainy, gloomy day. And to be honest, typically, that's something I would have skipped. The meeting was over in Chapel Hill. Not, you know, I mean, just like a 20-minute drive. So nothing horrendous. But normally, I would have gone, ah, it's rainy. It's night. I don't feel like going. But, you know, I kind of like, oh, I'll go. You know, I've been wanting to go to one of these meetings for a long time. I'll go. And I went. And, you know, and so I'm wondering, is it true? Is this lamp giving me more energy? Or what is it doing? Or is it all in my head? It could all be in my head. I am, as I said, highly suggestible. Anyway, it's almost lunchtime, and I want to eat my lunch. I've been writing all morning, which is good, but now I'm hungry. But I wanted to remember to tell you about this video I just watched, or a DVD, called A Century of Quilts, America in Cloth. And I got this from Netflix. It's a PBS video. Unfortunately, I cannot find it on the PBS online. So you can't just download it or stream it. You have to get it from Netflix, or I don't know if it's on Amazon. It's the kind of thing. They don't have it in my library, but they have DVDs like this in the library. So it's the kind of thing you might be able to find in your library. Anyway, it was really good. I feel like of all the kind of quilt-related videos that I've watched, you know, we're talking about the history of quilting or what quilters do, This is really the best one I've seen. It's neat. So I guess this was a show at Houston. I don't know when, but obviously celebrating 20th century quilting, and the exhibit was the, I guess, 100 best quilts of the 20th century. And what was neat about the documentary to me, so first of all, it started in the early part of the century. It started with the America's first quilting celebrity, who I believe her name was Charlotte Webster. And then Barbara Brackman talked about the Emporia, Kansas quilt makers who started quilting in the mid-1920s. Rose Kretzinger was kind of the first one. She had been, her mother died when she was in her 40s, and she was very sad, and she found a quilt pattern in the newspaper and decided to make quilts, make a quilt, kind of to divert herself, take her mind off her troubles. And she was already a jewelry designer, so she came to the process with some design background. And she fell in love with quilting and started making patterns and selling patterns and giving them away. And there were several other women whose quilts, everyone who was discussed in this video had a quilt in the show. So there were several other quilters from the Emporia, Kansas quilt makers. And that was a really neat discussion. Again, it was Barbara Brackman, because she was actually telling the stories of the quilters themselves, which I find more interesting than stories of quilts. I love quilts. Obviously, I love quilts. I adore quilts. Quilts are a big part of my life, and I love looking at them and thinking about them and making them. But so often, the story, unless it's a really amazing story of a quilt, mostly it's like, why did you make this quilt? Well, a friend of mine was going through a hard time, or I needed a quilt for my bed, and I love this pattern, and I love these colors, and that's all well and good, and that's what we hear in podcasts, Phil, talk about so much. But what, I really like to know stories about people's lives. And when Barbara Brackman was talking about these women, she really kind of gave some of their background and some of their life story, and I found that so interesting. The other quilters, who would you know? Nancy Crowe, which was actually really cool. Because, I really love Nancy Crowe, but I don't know anything about her. And it went into her studio, which is a wild mess of a place. It's really neat looking. I don't know. Other people you would know, they're, of course, not coming to mind right now. But I found it really interesting. I loved seeing the quilts. I loved hearing the quilters talk about them, but I really loved hearing the stories of the quilters themselves. So, that's called A Century of Quilts. It's a PBS video. Where am I right now? I'll tell you where I am. Now, you need to help me with the math, because maybe I am wrong about the math for the mosaic quilt. These blocks I'm making are 8-inch blocks. I went upstairs and measured Simply Frances, the quilt that is on my bed right now. It is 82 by 83, so it's really kind of a square. Only by the mere stretch of the imagination is it a rectangular quilt. But it covers. I would actually like this quilt to be a bit longer and wider, just a little bit. But I mean, if it were 82 by 83, it would be fine. But it could be a little bit bigger. Anyway, so I thought, okay. So if I want, say, to do a quilt that is, say, 90 by 95. Well, I can add on, I could do 10 blocks across, 10 blocks down, and then with the borders and such, I could get the extra inches that I need. But I kept doing the math, and I think we're talking then roughly 100 blocks. Is that right? I drew it out, I looked at it, I think you'd do, if you want 80 inches across and you have 8-inch blocks, that would be 10. So I could be wrong. Could I be wrong? Do the math. Do the math for me. But anyway, I've made, when I finish the mosaic blocks that I'm working on right now, that I've got the half square triangles done and I'm cutting them down to size. And so I'm almost, with this process, the most time-consuming part is cutting the squares, the half-inch I'm saying half inch triangle. That's not right. Half square triangle, half triangle square, whatever it is I'm doing. Cutting them down to size because I make them bigger than they need to be and then cut them to the 2.5 inch square. And the cutting down is kind of time consuming. Once you get past that, the sewing together is very, very fast unless you mess up. It's very fast. This is all, you know, so I'm thinking, wow, okay, so when I finish the ones I have cut, but, you know, if I work on it for the rest of the week, I'll have done by the end of the week. Definitely, I could have it done by today. I'll have 30 blocks, I believe, which means 70 more blocks. This could take years. Now, there was someone, I can't remember who, in the comments. It might have been Terry. Someone who was talking about doing, like, just a ton of half-square triangles one weekend, like 500-something huge. Terry, I don't know if it was you or not. It was somebody, though. And, like, I don't know. You know, it's like I like sewing. I like cutting. I like the process very much. But 70 more? I mean, I will. But I think it may be, this may be a longer project than I anticipated. I mean, it's getting pretty long at this point. I may be just, it's something that I'll continue to do on the side. It's, in fact, I may do another bed quilt before I finish this. I need to move on. I need to move on to the quilt I'm going to make for the lower school director, Carolyn. And here's the question. So I've talked about doing a quilt for the lower school administrative assistant, Mrs. Crawford, who is lovely. Now here's the thing. It's not like we're buddies or anything. In the lower school, they have families. This is very sweet. And I think you meet with your family, your school family, I don't know. I don't think it's once a week. Maybe it is. But anyway, so, and it's faculty and it's students from all the different grades. And Mrs. Crawford stays the same. You stay with your same school family, changing because younger kids come in and older kids go up to the middle school. But you stay with your same group for your whole lower school career. So Will has been with Mrs. Crawford since he was in kindergarten. And she's lovely. I do have some dealings with her because I do the art assembly, so she's the person I take the contracts to get the artist paid. And she's lovely, but it's not like we're close. And I'm not thinking, and yet I think she's lovely and wonderful, and I appreciate her being one of Will's family members while he has been at school, at the lower school. But do you think it would be too much? Do you think she would think it was weird for me to give her a quilt? Do you know what I mean? Because, see, to us as quilters, it's not that our quilts aren't big deals. They are, but we also know, you know, for the Muggles, they don't know. They think, like, if you give them a quilt, that it must have taken years and years. They imagine us sitting there piecing by hand in front of the fireplace in our rocking chairs. So, and quilts do take, I don't want to undercut what we do. It is hard work. That's not hard work, but it is a lot of work, and it can be very intensive work, and it can be time-consuming, and fabric is expensive, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Muggles really just are overwhelmed. Because, you know, nobody makes anything anymore anyway. So I don't want to overwhelm Mrs. Crawford. I don't want her make her uncomfortable by receiving a gift that she may think is too much. What are your thoughts on this? On the other hand, she has been an important part of my child's school experience. She is a very important part of the way that school runs. She is absolutely lovely. So I don't know. Is it too much? Is it too much to give her a quilt? I don't know, but I need to get on that. I'll definitely do one for the school director, Carolyn. And so I think is next. I'm also struggling with the quilting of my quilting class project just because I hate those borders so much. And part of me is like, just get on with it. You weren't planning on this quilt as being a quilt that you were really going to make part of your life. You bought this fabric with the understanding this was going to be a practice quilt. So just move forward, get your class done, because what I really want to quilt is my Irish chain. But part of me is like, just go to Joann's, get different border fabric. You'll be happier. I don't know. I thought about doing it today, but now it's rainy and gloomy and, you know, I don't know. So I'm thinking about that, but I can't decide. I keep saying, no, just go forward. And part of me is like, but I don't like it. So we'll see. I may make that decision that afternoon, but that is where I am with a whole big boatload of mosaic blocks to make. a pattern to find to for Carolyn, for the lower school director, and a decision to make about, do I go forward with my quilting project, my quilting class, or do I wait until I get the border I like? I should just go forward with it. I'll decide this afternoon. I'm going to sit down with the class. Well, actually, I need to iron out the backing fabric, which is just the same as the front fabric. See, I'm not planning on this being a quilt to do anything but practice. Just a practice quilt. I should just move forward. I should. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, well, I need to go eat lunch. I'm getting hungry now. So I will be back, and I'll tell you all the decisions I've made. In the meantime, you think about whether I should make a quilt for Mrs. Crawford or if it's just going to feel to her like, oh, this is too much. I don't know you well enough for you to be giving me something like this. I just want to do the right thing. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Friday, February 22nd. Won't go into why I didn't do it Thursday because no one cares. So here we are. It is yet another gloomy, rainy day here in central North Carolina, but that's okay. I sat in front of my sun lamp and I am golden. I have new fabric. In fact, I think my picture today for the blog will be green and white fabric. For the green and white quilt, I'm going to make Carolyn. I've decided I'm going to make Beth a quilt as well. I saw her on Wednesday, and she was just so warm and lovely, and she really loves Will, and I don't think she'll think it's weird if I make her a quilt, so I'm going to do it. I found the pattern for Carolyn's quilt in the Scrap Basket Sensations, and in fact, I found the quilt I'm going to do for Beth is also from there. I need to know, I don't know if it's okay to scan pictures of quilts from books and then post them. I don't know if that is a copyright violation or not. Do you know? If you do know, let me know. I'd be interested because I would love to post pictures of these quilts that I'm going to make for you to see. I feel like I have many projects lined up right now. I have decided to keep the borders on my practice quilt for my Beyond Basics machine quilting class. And so, in fact, I have cut out the backing, I have cut out the basting, not the basting, the batting, and I have bought spray based. Yes. When I bought the fabric today at Thimble Pleasures, I also bought a can of 505 spray basting. The woman who sold it to me suggested I might consider using it outside. She said when she used it, she got a little bit loopy. So I am looking forward to giving that a try. What else? So I've got that. I've got the Irish chain, which is waiting for me to learn a little bit more about machine quilting before I machine quilt it. I'm very excited to get that quilted because I really like it. I have the ongoing eternal and ever-present mosaic block quilt to continue working on forever into infinity. And now I've got Carolyn's quilt. And what, I feel like there's even more. Oh, Jay and I did a class for my sampler quilt. We're working on a block called the Dove. It is based on the Drunkard's Path block. It's sort of a larger version. And that leads me to exciting news about a pattern I found in the most recent McCall's quilting. It is a Drunkard's Path quilt. It is based on the guy who designed it, went to the Red and White show in New York, which I guess now, what was that, 2011? And it is a red and white Drunkard's Path. And I looked at it, and first of all, I just love it, and I thought, well, maybe I can do this. Maybe now that I'm doing curves, which I will be doing in the Dove block, maybe I could do this quilt. But I don't think I'll do it in red and white. I'm thinking maybe orange and white. I think the orange would go very nicely with the lavender, periwinkle, very pale blue paint we have. It's funny. The paint is really periwinkle, but it just changes with the light. And sometimes it just looks like a sort of pale, pale blue, and then almost a powdery blue that I don't like particularly, but other times it's this great intense lavender. So it just depends when you're up there. Anyway, I do think that an orange and white quilt would be really cool. Will would love it because he's an orange boy. That will wait a little bit. I think I need to really move forward on Carolyn and Beth's quilts as well as move forward with my own machine quilting. So I'm excited about all of this. This is all good. And I do think I may finish up pretty soon because I still need to do an introduction and also I want to get quilting. I was listening to Quilt Cabana the other day with Sandy, and not Sandy at Quilting for the Rest of Us, but you're probably smart enough to make that distinction. And she brought up an interesting issue. Go listen to our episode if you haven't already. She asked a question. She always asks a question, and her question had to do is, how much money are you willing to spend? How high will you go when it comes to price per yard fabric? Because right now, you know, it's like it's really sneaky up there. I talked about this, and she mentioned the same thing, that there are fabrics at Joann's that are now $12.99. You know, it's like Joann's fabric, $12.99, and it's a lot of the fabric now at Thimble Pleasures is $12.99. You know, what's cheaper is the solids. We may all just become solids quilters, but how much are you willing to pay? The price that sticks in my mind is like $14.99. I mean, I think most of us will just find ways to justify paying whatever, but it's hard. You know, $14.99 seems like a lot. I can't really imagine going higher than that, but what are we going to do if the prices go higher than that? Not buy fabric? I left Sandy a comment, so we're joking around with him, that he's like, well, you know, I'll just buy half yards. You know, psychologically, we will find ways to justify our spending. But it's interesting because this is an expensive pastime to begin with. It's an expensive craft, but what we make is so beautiful that it's worth it. And there are ways to economize at times, not always. So I don't know, but go listen to Quilt Cabana and ponder this question and tell Sandy what you think, and then she'll tell us what we think next month. That's what I'm thinking about. Did I mention, you know, it's been a few days since I recorded the first Quilt Diary. Did I mention Me Before You by Jojo Mowry, the book that I just finished, the novel that I just finished? I don't think I did, or maybe I did. If I did, I'm mentioning it again. It's really good. You ought to read it. If I didn't, I'm mentioning it for the first time, and you ought to read it. It's good. It's good. I mean, I really enjoyed that as much as anything I've read in a long time, so I would highly recommend that. I've got the Middlesteins waiting for me at the library. I have to finish the Penelope Lively, How It All Began, which I'm almost done with, and I've enjoyed. You know, her view of human nature is not always the kindest view, and sometimes her characters are not likable, although a couple of the main characters are very likable, others are less so. And, you know, I mean, that is life. People are, you know, there are unlikable people in the world. I run into them every day, but anyway, not me, of course. I'm just as likable as a kitten. But anyway, so, but she, you know, her worldview or her view of humanity it can be a little dark, but still, it's a good book and it's funny. And so I am enjoying it. I'm looking forward to getting to the Middlesteins. I think it's going to be Middlesteins, which is supposed to be wonderful and marvelous. I will let you know. But right now, I'm going to let you go so I can get on with my own quilting, and I'll have more reports soon. I hope you're having a great week. I hope the week to come is even better. You get a lot of quilty stuff done, find inspiration, get your crafty on. No, I still don't have it. I'm sorry. So just be good to yourself. Be kind. We all need that, don't we? Yes, now that's, see that, I don't want to end that way too. That's really sappy and sentimental. You know what? Love your dog. Yeah. Yeah, no. Go drink some tea. Yes, that I can live with. Go make a quilt. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.